This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S, first name Raymond. Correction, first name Raynard, R-A-Y-N-A-R-D. Date of birth, August 18, 1966. Date of evaluation, November 1, 2022. Follow-up evaluation, November 14, 2022. The referring physician, Dr. Daniel Bryant at West Oakland Health Clinic. The chief complaint, 56-year-old African-American male complained of left-sided chest pain. The HPI, the patient is a 56-year-old male who reports chest discomfort of 2 to 3 weeks duration period. Symptoms are non-specific, period. There is no specific provocating factor. The chest pain is not influenced by walking or lying down. However, he reports burning leg pain on going upstairs, period. He further reports fatigue and shortness of breath on going upstairs, period. He has no associated factors as related to the chest pain, period. Chest pain is non-radiating, period. The past medical history, 1 BPH, next number hypertension. Past surgical history, umbilical hernia raphe, medications, amlodipine, unknown dose 1 daily, tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams 1 daily, enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams 1 daily, clonidine daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother died with congestive heart failure at age 64, she had diabetes, period. Father died of myocardial infarction at age 81. The social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking. He notes occasional alcohol use, but no drug use. Review of systems, constitutional. He has had weight loss, period. He further has generalized weakness. He reports occasional night sweats. Skin, no itching or rashes. Head, no history of trauma. Eyes, no history of impaired vision. Gastrointestinal, he has heartburn and abdominal pain, period. Genitourinary, he has frequency of urination, which he stated is secondary to medications. Musculoskeletal, he has occasional joint pain. Neurologic, he has rare lightheadedness, period. Remainder of review of systems is unremarkable. Physical examination. Blood pressure 157/104, pulse 71, respiratory rate 20, height 67 inches, weight 181.8 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The cardiovascular exam reveals a soft systolic murmur at the left parasternal border and is otherwise unremarkable. The patient was noted to have uncontrolled hypertension, symptoms of claudication and chest discomfort. He was referred for testing on exercise treadmill testing. He exercised 12 minutes 11 seconds and achieved a peak heart rate of 176 beats per minute. which is 107% of the maximum predicted heart rate. The test was stopped because of dyspnea and fatigue. Period. Test was negative for angina and negative for ischemia. Period. He demonstrated normal heart rate response and normal blood pressure response. Period. He was noted to have occasional PVCs. Period. He was referred for duplex scan of the lower extremity to evaluate for claudication. Right leg revealed normal appearing waveforms, period. Left lower extremity was also noted to be widely patent and no focal stenosis identified, period. The impression, this is a 56-year-old male who was noted to have symptoms of chest pain, comma, he has history of hypertension and BPH. He had further described symptoms of claudication, period. He underwent exercise treadmill testing, which was both negative for angina and negative for symptoms of claudication, period. The test was further negative for ischemia, period. He had been referred for Doppler evaluation. This was also negative for symptoms of negative for findings of PAD, period. Of note, echocardiogram revealed normal left ventricular systolic function with ejection fraction of 63%, period. Right atria was noted to be mildly enlarged, period. There was trace aortic regurgitation, period. Mild mitral regurgitation was noted, period. Mitral valves were noted to be mildly thickened, period. There was mild pulmonic insufficiency, period. Patient was thought to have no significant findings on thoracic echo, period. Patient overall is felt to be clinically stable. He has no significant cardiovascular disease, period. I will see him again in 1 year. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.